Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were mixed to end this week. We had corn up 1¾ cents at $3.80. We closed right at the moving average, which is right at 380 for the December corn. So it could break out either direction. Earlier this week, it was in the low 370s, and the high was just over 380. So if it goes through either one of those, I guess the market could possibly continue to move in those directions. Last year at this time, as harvest wound down, the market started rallying. I don't know if that'll happen this year, but that's what happened last year at the end of harvest. Beans were down about 6 cents in the November beans at 8.92¾. They continue to be below $9, so there's a lot of people saying that that will become resistance. Still above the moving average, though, it's 8.86. And then for wheat futures, we closed the day unchanged in Kansas City. July 16 was at 5.10¼, down about a half cent. And Chicago wheat was roughly unchanged. We had December at 4.90¼, and then July 16 unchanged at 5.03¾. A lot of rain moving through, finishing up here over this last rainstorm moving east. And then, of course, following that will be the Hurricane Patricia out in the Pacific Coast. It's not expected to get much of the wheat belt, but could get into Arkansas and East Texas.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Hedge funds today were on the sell side in the soybeans, sold about 5,000 contracts. There looks like they'll end up being about neutral on the corn as corn rallied back. That was hedge funds buying, and then wheat they were short, probably sold about 4,000 to 5,000. Again, the hurricane weather over the next week or so will determine a lot of the weather patterns in the eastern part of the grain belt. Not so much for here in Oklahoma. This morning there were three different purchases announced by the USDA. 208,000 metric tons of beans sold to unknown, 236,000 beans sold to China, and then 130,000 metric tons of corn to an unknown destination. All three of those you would think would be supportive. This afternoon we have the on-feed report for the cattle. On-feeds expected at 101.8% last year, placed around 94% last year, and then marketed 97.7%. Percent of last year. And then yesterday we had the frozen or cold storage report. Beef was 31% of last year and a record for the month of September at 496 million pounds. Pork was 656 million pounds, up 19% over last year, and that was also a record for the month of September.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
And recapping your markets, at December live cattle down 35 at 143.40, February down 17 at 145.07. November feeder cattle down a dollar at 193.25, January down 80 at 185.50. December lean hogs down 285 at 63.60, February down 197 at 66.15. December Kansas City wheat unchanged at 475.5, March up a quarter at 490¾. December Chicago wheat down a quarter at 490.5. December corn up 1½ at 379¾. March up 3/4 at 388¾. November soybeans down 3¼ at 895 and a half. January down 5 at 896. December cotton up 24 at 62.76. March up 23 at 62.60. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.